Hello.
Hey, Richard, how's it going, man? It's Hawk with Local Splash giving you a call back.
Yeah, man. Did you just try to call me?
That was me, yep.
Okay, I was on the phone with my mom. I just, hell, dude. She just got diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, what? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry to hear that, man.
But it's fine. I was just...
Yeah, my mom had cervical cancer, so I know the feeling, man. I know that it's not easy to hear that news.
But,
Yeah, actually, I got everything set up through your Google Business profile and, like, everything else. Like, I got most of the information I needed, so, you know, I got pretty much the whole thing almost set up.
Okay. So what do you need from me?
So I'm just going to confirm a couple things here real quick, and then basically we'll go through the last step, which is like the verification, payment, and all that, and then you're good to go. Like I promised, I'm going to make it as quick as possible so you can enjoy your lunch. Now, as for the areas you want to show up in, is there any specific cities that you want me to list where you pop up?
Tupelo, you know, just my surrounding area right here, Tupelo, Boonville, Baldwin, Guntown, you know.
Okay, so
I pretty much try to stay in a 50-mile radius.
Okay, gotcha. So 50 miles. Yeah, that's what I was going to add. Okay, so 50 miles, Tupelo. All right, Tupelo. And then I'll go with 50 miles from there. Okay. And then let's see. Now, what about the keywords? What I have, I just took from your listing that you already have, but you can have 15, right? So I'm going to have the technician go over those with you to narrow it down to the best 15. When's a good time to speak with him? Because he's the one that creates all your profiles and everything. Can you do that later today, or is tomorrow morning better?
Tomorrow, I'll get off earlier on Fridays than I do any other day. So tomorrow, you know, I might even get off by 11 o'clock tomorrow. I can't promise you I will, but I'm hoping I will.
Yeah, and if not, it's okay because we can reschedule if that's not the case.
I can call you as soon as I get out of here tomorrow, you know, and try to go over all that.
Okay, so what's a good time? I can have them call around that time tomorrow, and then if not, you can just let them know we got to reschedule. What's a good time for them to call to make sure?
The same time you just called me probably be best. That way I know I'm able to answer the phone regardless, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and then we can go from there. Okay, yeah, got it. So I think that's good for that part. Oh, and then what's your last name, Richard?
Allred.
A-L-L-R-E-D. All right. Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure. All right. And then, so I think that's good for that part. The rest I can have the technician go over with you. And then, so for the billing address, is that the same, the 119 Little Doe?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
Yeah, let me see that. I don't even know which one it is.
Okay, yeah, take your time.
It's a Capital One. I don't know if it's Visa or not.
It should be on the bottom left, usually. Does it say Visa or MasterCard or Discover somewhere?
It's a Capital One bank card, what it is. Quicksilver Capital One. But
usually it's just I got to put the type of method that the card has, like if it's Visa or MasterCard, but I think if you give me the number, and then it should match up with whatever carrier it is.
MasterCard.
It is? Okay, perfect. Usually it's on the front, but okay, yeah, sometimes it can be on the back. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
516-7683-4045. 847-2508.
08. Okay, and then the expiration?
0328.
Okay, and then the number on the back?
976.
976. Okay. Now, I'm also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling calls and we're secure, of course. Now, there's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name? Sorry, you cut out there. Which one is better?
Here.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Now I can hear you. Okay, go ahead. What was best for you?
The city I was born in, and the answer will be okay, Hemet, California.
Hemet? H-E-M-I-T-T?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's H-E-M-I-T-T. I think so. If memory serves, which hopefully it does. Okay, now I'm just going to set up your account here. Just takes a quick sec. And then once I process, you'll see it on your online banking, of course, but then also you're going to see your invoice come through text and email. Then we'll just go through that real quick, one other quick step, and you're good to go.
Okay.
All right, so let's see here.
And how much is it? I done forgot.
Oh, yeah, no worries. So the first month is $348 because of the one-time payment for the website, which is $99, and then every month after is the $249 because it's just a one-time payment. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right.
Okay. And then after, it's always $249 because the programming for the website is just a one-time thing. Okay, so let's see here. All right, there it is. Okay. All right, so you'll see that come through in just a sec here. All right. Okay. There it is. Okay, so you're going to see that come through right now. And like I said, you'll see the invoice come through text and email. I'm going to resend the text because usually the text is the easiest way to access it. But you should see it on your online banking already. Did you see that come through?
I don't even know that I put this thing on my phone yet.
Okay, I'll resend it just to make sure, because usually when I resend it, it pops right up.
I've got it now for a text.
Oh, you did get it? Okay, yeah, it'll say like,
yeah.
Welcome to Local Splash. Your invoice is below. There should be like a blue link there. Click on that. That should take you into the invoice.
Okay.
And then once you're inside, of course, you know, take a quick look. Let me know if you have any questions. But then once you get to the bottom there, there's going to be a spot where it's like a box and you click it and it says, I'm the authorized user. And then below that will be an empty space where you would type your name. Once you do both of those, hit confirm signature. That confirms the signature. It should take you to our website and then ask for your username and login. Let me know once you get there. Then we just got one other quick step and you're good to go. Were you able to get in there?
No, I'm working on it. I'm on a username and password.
Okay, so that means you did it. Okay, so you're good. Now, we just have one other quick step, okay, and then you're good to go. I'll set up the time with the technician for tomorrow at the same time. You'll get an email about that at the end of the call here. So the next step is called a voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice to kind of ensure the accuracy of the order and outline the service agreement and everything, and as an added form of protection for you, of course. Now I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Precision Surface Cleaning and More, LLC.
Okay, and now please state your name and title within the business.
Richard Allred, owner.
Okay, and then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign. This also goes along with, like, the verification through Google, but since I think you do already have a Google business profile, right?
Right.
Right, so you're good on that. So I think you did get a text about it, but you know where it's because you're already verified. But as along with everything else, you know, just please be advised, because of online visibility, that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to make sure you know it's us when we're calling, because we'll make sure to use that at the top of every call, and other callers you can disregard. But also to go along with that, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to text you the number that the technician is going to call from after we get off the call here. That way we can, you know, you can have that for your records. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let us know of any additional online marketing that you do with, like, another firm during your term of agreement with us? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, July 13th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th or 30 days from today in the amount of $249. That'll be the recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'm going to text to you at the end of the call to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're good to go. Now, all I got to do is send you over this email. Okay, so you're going to get that. That way, I want to let you go so you can get back to lunch, but I'm going to send you over an email as the confirmation time with the technician for tomorrow at the same time, and then you're going to get all the information you need through text and email. I'm going to send it at the end of the call. But other than that, I mean, I appreciate you giving us a shot, and welcome to the team, most of all. And very sorry to hear about your mom, man. I know how that can get in that news feel, so I'm there for you, man. And I'm going to text you my direct contact info. That way, if you need anything from me personally, you can contact me at any time, okay?
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
All right, appreciate it, man. You have a good one, Richard.
Yep.
Okay, bye.